perfect system.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And here I was thinking it was the FDA protecting us from raw milk terrorists. And they were the heroes. They were going to save us all. Oh, how wrong I was. We dismantled that last hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But boy, oh boy, we've found new people to save us. New groups, new medical communities that are going to save us all. Save the children. Where's Hillary Clinton? Oh, we don't need Hillary. We've got the AAP. Okay, FDA wasn't bad enough. Love this acronym. AAP, app, American Academy of Pediatrics. Oh, those doctors that just love the children. Oh, they were warning us that all children need to be protected from environmental toxins. Hooray, they finally woken up. They've outgrown their indoctrination. Or have they? Have they? Did they say the same thing about the environmental toxins they're putting into a syringe and injecting into the bloodstream and lymphatic system of these little helpless babies? No, they're not. What the hell is wrong with these pediatricians? They got it right on one end, and then they can't see that they're bottling up the very environmental toxins that they say are dangerous for children. We need stricter controls. Where is the EPA? Another acronym. We need another three-letter acronym to save us. The bureaucratic oligarchy. All life, the universe would split apart. Atoms would be breaking before our very eyes as if it weren't for the bureaucratic oligarchy. And yet people are screaming and crying, don't let the government close. Robert, please don't let them close. My God, the universe will come back together. The space-time continuum, that ripped hole in it, will come back and repair itself. If only the government would shut down. Especially these insane bureaucrats that are trying to kill us. By trying to help us.
We're only trying to help you, Robert. What's wrong? Why are you complaining? Why do you keep saying the FDA is so bad?
Well, it ain't only the FDA, my friends. It's the EPA. It's the DEA. It's the PENTAGON. In the guise of the, not the pharmaceutical, in this case, the military industrial complex. Bombing women and children indiscriminately. I mentioned this last hour, in fact. Did you hear about this? NATO went in and trying to go after Gaddafi. Say what you will about Gaddafi. I'm probably not a guy I'd want to hang out with. But they killed his son and his grandkids. Oh, those guilty grandkids. How dare they be born into the Gaddafi family? We just got to kill them. Where is the culture of life? Who is promoting a culture of life in the Obama administration? Granted, they are on the Democratic side of things, and they look at life perhaps a little differently. But even the neoconservatives that claim to be for life and pro-life, forget them. They're disingenuous at best. Hypocrites at worst, I don't know, or maybe even worse. That's right, we want to protect the life of the unborn here in the United States, but we'll bomb the hell out of them overseas. If we kill pregnant women and their babies yet to be born, that's okay. That is basically know them by their behavior. They'll claim one thing and do another. But then again, we've got our heroes at the American Academy of Pediatrics warning us all that children need to be protected from environmental toxins. Yet they still endorse injecting those same toxins directly into little babies and children. Can you say cognitive dissonance? Where is the Ritalin for AAP members? Where are the drugs to stop them from harming our children with these toxic medicaments? These things known as vaccination to save the world with vaccination. Is that the case, huh? Is that really the case? One day they're going to look back. It'll be a whole different thing, a whole different viewpoint on what that is. One day vaccine advocates will be regarded as the blind followers of a dangerous and unscientific religious cult. Yet amazingly, there's news out of Belgium. That's, in fact, where I, you know, sort of learned homeopathy because my mentor was from Belgium. And extraordinary things coming out of Belgium today. We learned through SaneVax and VaxTruth.com that a Belgian court ruled in favor of parental rights and individual liberty. I wonder how long it's going to be until American courts rule in favor of freedom and parental authority. Instead of going after people like Marianne Godboldo for wanting to stop the insane drugging of her child with risperidone. The insane behavior that was caused by the very vaccines they wanted to catch her up on because the mom was smart enough to notice that in her first child the vaccines had damaged her and said, I don't want that for my second child. But they got to her anyway. And by the way, this is not a joke. What's the difference between the military-industrial complex and the pharmaceutical-industrial complex? Anybody care to guess? What's the difference between the military-industrial complex and the pharmaceutical-industrial complex? The number here, 800-259-5791. If you've got a thought on that, I'll get back to that. I'll get back to that. But these AAP, Yahoos, pediatricians, why do you take your child to a pediatrician that still vaccinates? Honestly. Honestly, come on, man. Oh, it protected us from polio. I know good people that really believe that lie still. And they don't even recognize the fact, well, I'm going to hold off on going there because I know this is a hot button issue. But there's a great story through naturalnews.com where you'll hear my show Monday through Friday as well as our Sunday visitation together here on GCN and all around the great affiliates in this nation that carry the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the AAP recently issued that policy paper I'm referring to condemning the current Toxic Substances Control Act, the TSC Act, for failing to properly regulate the tens of thousands of toxic chemicals used in various consumer products, many of which are especially dangerous to pregnant women and young children. And they're asking the same question at Natural News that I'm asking here. If they can acknowledge that, if they've got the intelligence God may have granted them, they can see through their indoctrination that all chemicals are good. How is it that they don't see that which they're injecting into these children are equally or maybe even more so devastating to their developing immune systems that are not even fully engaged for 2, 3, maybe 4 years of life at the beginning? And you're going to assault them? Violating the thousand layers of immunity, the skin, the mucous membranes, the saliva, bypassing directly into the lymphatic and bloodstream with your dangerous injections of mercury. Oh, they claim the mercury's out, but even mercury-free vaccines still have them. Aluminum and other adjuvants. How about foreign animal DNA? Aborted fetal tissue. Yeah, you feel good about that, Doc? You liking that? That's how you protect children? Jeez, man. I mean, again, they correctly identify these toxic threats. But yet they're still willing to inject toxic synthetic medicaments into the arms of innocent newborn babes. But then again, what's the big deal? We bomb children and women, even pregnant ones, all over the world in the name of fighting terrorism, a tactic. And what kind of nonsense is this where the neocons still say, oh, well, they hate us just because we're free. No, I think they hate us because we're bombing them. And if they did hate us because we're free, they'd have a hell of a lot harder time attacking us if we would focal point on our own immune system, our own defense system, instead of driving the entire United States into a level of autoimmunity and self-destruction due to the exhaustion of our defenses in militarism, in foreign entanglements, in what we would call interventionism and even nation building. Our nation is crumbling, and we're over there nation building in Afghanistan, Iraq. We're going to do the same in Libya. We're going to expand it to Pakistan, Syria, Bahrain. Where else do you want to be? You're not happy with being at home? You're not. Well, of course you're not happy with being at home because Ben Bernanke is printing dollars out and handing it out to all his friends, but you're not getting any. And that which you are getting is worth so much less that you see the price of gas, that gallon going into your car, going up to 4 to 5. Where is it going to stop? Nobody knows. As long as they keep printing it out, and then they say, well, we don't know why, and Donald Trump, the Donald says it's OPEC. I'm going to look them straight in the eye. The Donald says, I'm going to look them straight in the eye. I'm going to tell them, your fun is over. Your fun is over. Oh, yeah, Donald, that's really constitutionally correct. Your fun is over. Which clause in the Constitution gives you the ability to say that? Go ahead, say it. They'll laugh at you, and then they'll take gold from China instead of dollars from the U.S. Ha, 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 real funny. Donald, are you still a Keynesian? Is that what it is? Been bankrupt so many times, you think you're going to save us with your straight talk and your F-bombs in Vegas? I'm just asking. I'm just asking because if you really want to care for the people of America, you get the American government and put it back in its constitutional cage and allow the people to live freely. You're looking here, the European Union just enacted bans on herbal supplements, herbal medicines. Thank you to the United Nations Codex Alimentarius that was formed in the 1960s with the idea of the goal. Oh, I'd like to teach the world to sing. Hand everybody a Coca-Cola. We'll all be happy. Yeah, designed to harmonize all the world's governments into one low, inconsequential level of dietary supplements and herbs to be allowed without a doctor's prescription. That's right. Let's poison the world. Give them, yes, a synthetic pharmaceutical drug for all that doesn't ail them because they do not suffer from anywhere on the world with a lack of synthetic pharmaceutical drugs, but the destruction of the nutrition that is available from healthy soils when we have destroyed the soils because we've adopted the chemicalization since World War II. We had all this extra bomb-making machinery. What are we going to do with all that nitrogen and phosphorus and all that? Hey, let's sell it to the farmers. And they'll grow great big gobs of corn. Looks just like corn, but it'll be really imbalanced and very susceptible to infection. That's right, the law of the terrain. We destroy the terrain, we end up destroying us as well. And then the terrain will recover without the stupidity of arrogant humans at FDA, EPA, DEA, violating our fundamental rights, our fundamental freedoms to ingest food as it's grown, as the Creator presented it on here. Instead of attacking raw milk as a form of terrorism, we got to recognize the bureaucratic oligarchy as a form of terrorism against limited government, constitutionally limited government. Will we restore freedom? Well, we better restore nutrients, and then we can recognize that we've lost the freedom that we need to restore. Start at home. Start with your own gut. We're going to talk to Stephen Huer about producing more glutathione next, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio every Sunday here live through GCNLive.com and all the wonderful affiliates around the country carrying this message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. Grateful that you're here. Also, those of you listening in the over the under the. I don't know what it is. It's called an internet, and you're streaming it there, and they are just as good, those seats. And I'm glad you're with me as well talking to now. In fact, I'm bringing back my good friend Stephen Huer. We're talking, Stephen, and by the way, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Pleasure to be on. You're a great guy. Always enjoy talking with you.
Well, I appreciate all the work you've done and the research as well to bring out some good things. The reason why I want you on today is we've been talking about the AAP, the American Association of Pediatrics, whatever, that pediatric group. They finally acknowledged that toxins, bad. Toxins, bad for kids. Not adults, but kids, evidently. Now, at the same time, they don't seem to have any problem with injecting toxins in these children in the guise of vaccines. So the reality is there's still a lot of people that are dependent and worship the doctors. They're still going to take their kids to these pediatricians that are still going to inject them with these medicaments. And by the way, the question this hour, if you want to call in, is there a difference? And if so, what is the only difference, primary difference, between the military-industrial complex and the pharmaceutical-industrial complex? And the number to call is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So I've got Stephen Huer on from One World Way, Cocoon Nutrition, and the question is, how can we help these kids that are hammered by these toxins to detoxify them? We're not just talking adults, but kids as well.
Well, because of the heavy metal mercury that's put in there to preserve the vaccines, that becomes the major disruptor to the body. There's all those other substances are, you know, significantly toxic to the body that are in the vaccine, but the body does have the ability to get rid of some of those protein structures that are put in there readily on its own. It's really what's left over that can't be removed because of the enzyme inhibition that it causes, and that's primarily mercury from the research I've done. So our bodies are equipped to detoxify the mercury if they're supplied enough non-denatured cysteine to be able to make enough glutathione, and glutathione is our body's primary way by which we actually, you know, grab that mercury out of the tissues, out of the brain, wherever, and excrete it via the bile, via the liver. So any parent that wants to help reverse once, you know, they wake up later and they want to, you know, try and compensate for damage done to their children from getting a vaccine, that wants to pull the mercury out of their child's nervous system or their body, then giving them this product called One World Way would be probably the best thing they could do because the child's going to love the taste. It's really palatable, naturally sweet without, you know, sugar, just a stevia. The product is the only one on the market that's grass-fed and also never pasteurized. The method by which organisms are killed is just a cold pasteurization process, which means that all of the amino acids, all of the proteins, all the immunoglobulins, all the health benefits that nature put into fresh, raw, liquid whey are retained. They're captured in this product because they're not damaged through any kind of heat exposure. And it's been miraculous. I mean, I've had people tell me they've had long-standing chronic problems, including metal poisoning. And after a few weeks on the product, they start to excrete this stuff, and there's certain symptoms they get, and they know that's, you know, that's what's coming out of their body. I got one guy named Doug DeDiro, whose profession for years has been metallurgy and metal dust particles all over his face. And after 2 weeks on the One World Way, he started to get all these rashes around his eyes and his face, and he went through like 5 days and then 3 days of a lull, and then 5 days of this rash again, and then 3 days of a lull where nothing was going on, and then again 5 days of this rash, and then nothing, and it's gone. And basically, he produced enough glutathione in his body so that he, at the facial level in the cells in his face, he was producing enough glutathione to finally chelate all the metal particles out of his face that had built up from being in this metallurgy profession and having metal dust particles on his face all the time.
Yeah.
And he gained, muscle in his chest and arms.
Yeah, these are the kind of stories that I'm hearing as well, and this is why I really never got behind a glutathione enhancement via the whey protein, because I could never verify that there was indeed truly pasture-fed, non-GMO, non-contaminated, not antibiotic-laden, nor pasteurized, which is the big thing. That's why we talked last hour with my dear friend Christopher Barr about the raw milk issue. The feds are spending so much time and money while we're going bankrupt. Rome is burning, and they're worried about people eating and drinking raw milk. And we have got to increase the glutathione production in the children that are hammered, even if they aren't vaccinated, by a lot of things, environmental exposures that most parents are not aware of.
Yeah.
And we can really enhance that. And I've got, we put some of this powder in their smoothie. It's really simple to do.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you can actually help increase your child's IQ, because there's so many favorable things affected by the whey protein, where you're going to affect better insulin production, better glucose uptake. Your brain's primary fuel is glucose, so if you have a more stable, even blood sugar to the brain, you're going to have a more social, normal, rational child that's able to learn, respond normally to situations, and all the amino acids to make the neurotransmitters within the brain, the serotonin, the epinephrine, the norepinephrine, those ones that are responsible for most of our daytime sense of being awake, plus also feeling calm at the same time. You'd be supplying the child those things so that you'd have, an IQ enhancing food that they love to take. Plus, it'll help them build their bodies up well as well in terms of good skeletal muscle development. And when a child's brain is properly fed, they tend to crave what's good for them. They don't want junk food when they're brain has finally got the amino acids and the minerals fed to it. A child tends to prefer what's good for it, not what's bad for it. It's only when they become jaded on junk food first and their nervous system is so deprived of those minerals and amino acids and fatty acids that they actually start craving and preferring junk food over real food.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that when you put kids on real whole food, unprocessed, unpasteurized, the change that you'll see in these children. And we're seeing so much disease, whether it be, like I talked last hour about diabetes, but even more so, I'm very concerned about the issue of what we call that, the inability to procreate. Okay, let's just call it that, for lack of a better way to say. We're seeing elevated levels of problems in both men and women regarding that ability. Now, we've had the issue with pesticides, acknowledged the damaged sperm counts and sperm motility, as well as women's ability to carry a baby to term, much less receive a fertilized egg and let it embed in the uterus. And now we've got on top of this the radiation issue, which we're all concerned about. We have got to start enhancing or increasing our ability to detoxify from anything and everything. It has become more and more important, not less so.
Yep. And the whole subject of being able to have preconception nutrition is so important. I mean, it's one of my most, exciting topics to talk about, because, to change society as a whole, you have to change parents bringing children into the world who are going to be conceived with intention, with purpose, with germ cell material that guarantees that the conception is going to be healthy, gestation is going to be healthy, and the birth is going to be healthy. And that requires high-quality nutrition. And the trace mineral subject, plus the protein and the fatty acid subject, is one that I talk about, so that mothers-to-be, fathers-to-be are guaranteed. They're not just, it's not a risk factor anymore where they're like, oh gosh, we hope we have a good kid. You're going to be guaranteed to have a totally normal, healthy kid, never need glasses, never need braces, high IQ, photographic memory potentially, totally athletic, physically beautiful. All those things are guaranteed if you just do preconception nutrition and gestational nutrition.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to do some more about how to do that, how to integrate it next on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend Stephen Huer, One World Whey, Whey. I'll put that up on the Facebook so you can see. And the website's undergoing some changes, robertscottbell.com. Don't panic. It'll be back up in the meantime. robertscottbell.blogspot.com is rocking the health world. You can go there and catch up with everything. The power to heal is yours. We'll be right back to show you how.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769. This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Rocking the Health World now 6 days a week, and every week live with GCN, having a great time letting loose on information that the old media tends to frown upon. The alphabet soup agencies of the federal government don't particularly like, but it is your birthright and my birthright, and we are born of liberty. And to get this information free-flowing again, we'll restore health healing of all kinds to this country and everyone in it. Those of you who are ready to do so, and I know you are because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, as does my friend Stephen Huer, OneWorldHue.com. If you'd like to get a hold of this that we're talking about right now to help produce more glutathione in your body, children as well, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. And Stephen, you sent me some a link to these pictures. I just posted it up on the Facebook for all the fans there listening on the show today. Imagine raising a calf. If you're a cow, baby, a mom and a baby cow, it's like the mom cow says, no, I'm not having you feed on the breast milk that's coming out of my udder. Let's let the humans, the stupid humans, pasteurize it. Then we'll give it to you, baby calf. Let's see what happens. And they've done that, haven't they not? They've seen what happens.
Yeah, they have, actually, and it's really valuable for people to look at these photos that you can find on that URL you put up on Facebook. It just illustrates something that people need to be aware of, and that is the quality of the body development is directly linked to the quality of the milk that was consumed by the cow and or the human. And the heating of the milk, and even another study showing the kind of feed given to the mother, makes this big difference in how well the baby calf grows. And you can see these photos, they're just graphically different. The one that's been fed the raw milk exclusively is obviously glowingly, totally healthy with a great, you know, stature, structure, and physique. And the one fed the pasteurized is, you know, got a bloated belly. He's got obvious lesser or inferior physical development that, you know, you can just see for yourself. And, you know, Francis Pottinger did studies for 10 years on 900 cats, and he documented this, too, that if the cows were fed even low-quality feed, which could be just agricultural industrial waste products like orange pulp and grape seed or grape peel pulp and beet pulp mixed with molasses plus grains and hay, if they were fed that kind of a diet, which is extremely common, that the cats raised on that milk grew to be really deficient and inferior in their structure, whereas if the cow was fed, you know, fresh live grass pasture, then it produced really high quality milk and really healthy kittens. And likewise, they did studies where the adrenal glands of the cows were much stronger. The extracts they would derive from the cows to use for human usage, the adrenal extracts, showed that when the cow was fed its natural diet, it produced strong, healthy adrenals, and the extract derived from it for human medical purposes was very good in a, you know, medicinal.
Yeah, but Stephen, the FDA says exactly the opposite, that the pasteurized is the safe stuff. That raw bull, it's going to kill everybody. That's why they spent all of those out of their billions of dollars in budget. They went after a one-year sting operation to bust up those dangerous Amish terrorists and to bust up those producers like Rainbow Acres of raw milk. How dare they allow their stuff to go across state lines? Oh, my gosh, the world's coming to an end with raw milk.
Yeah, it's almost like the government basically is – they're people that have been raised to believe that nature is something to be feared rather than something to live in symbiotic relationship with, that we are a part of nature and they're dependent upon it, and that organisms are ubiquitous. They're everywhere. They're, you know, salmonella, it's in your sinuses, it's on your hair, it's on your skin. You know, the people worrying about organism pathogens don't have a proper understanding of that. They need to get a better education that organisms are here to digest and decompose things that are in a state of toxicity or disease or decay.
Right.
But they're not here to consume you. That's not what you need to keep your body clean of toxins, as you mentioned earlier, and your immune system strong. And then you are bulletproof to organisms no matter what, whether it's botulism, whether it's cholera. It don't matter. You could drink the stuff and it won't touch it, won't harm you.
Well, exactly. And then you look at these pasteurized milks that are organic, right? They say, well, it's, at least it's organic. And I'll give them that. I'd rather have you that on instead of RBGH antibiotic infested. But at the same time, that's not good enough. And we got to talk about that. We're going so fast here. Can you hold on for a little bit longer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I want to talk about how to dose on the glutathione-enhancing One World Whey when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world for health, freedom, and liberty. We got lots more healing to do. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world. I got one more segment here with my friend Stephen Huer, doing great work in there, helping everybody to produce the glutathione for detox that they need easier with the One World Way. And we're talking about the organic thing. I put the link up for my Facebook friends, and I'll eventually have it up at the blog as well, but a link. And some of the pictures are graphic, but you have to understand, those of you out there that say, well, it's organic, I'm drinking organic pasteurized milk. Okay, granted, we like that it's less toxic. But the whole idea is to get back to the whole raw milk, the real milk, as Chris Barr said last hour, and to see the difference in life that is grown on whole, unpasteurized real milk versus pasteurized milk, Stephen.
Yeah, so the thing that people should be aware of, some of the facts out there, is that, you know, when you pasteurize the milk, you've destroyed the enzyme content, phosphatase, which is responsible for enabling you to help you to metabolize the calcium in the milk. And that's why one of the dairy rich state of Wisconsin has some of the highest rates of osteoarthritis, that is bone spurs or calcium deposits in their joint area, because the calcium from the dairy is depositing into the soft tissues and into the joints and not being utilized properly just because of the pasteurization.
Exactly. And you're confirming exactly what Chris said last hour.
Yeah, then you've got also just homogenization, which is pretty much routinely done, and that also rips open the fat molecule and makes it prone to causing atherosclerotic plaque. I mean, the plaque incidence with, you know, pasteurized or homogenized dairy is off the chart, much, much higher. It's a contributor to damaging the lining of the artery, creating inflammation that creates the necessity for the body to want to put the plaque on the lining of the artery to create a smooth surface to prevent blood clotting and or to prevent hemorrhaging. So it's in every respect, pasteurized homogenized milk is a real health detriment, and people need to really start to vote with their dollars by going to those farmers in every state. You know, their website, realmilk.com, you can find all kinds of farmers in every state disseminating raw milk via cow share programs and or some other kind of a program. So it is readily available. You might have to just make it once a week trip to the farm or to the drop-off point, the farmer's market, wherever they do their deliveries. But
yes,
Typically the distribution is pretty good right now in just about every state. And if people vote with their dollars with that, then the whole mega pasteurized dairy industry would be forced to convert over because there will be no profit when people stop, you know, buying their product.
Well, you got to understand that big dairy is playing a big role in trying to snuff out raw milk competition because, you know, the people will do so much better on it that they'll stop with the factory farmed cows, if you will, and stop drinking that milk. So it's a competitive issue. They have the power and the money to buy off congressmen and the bureaucratic oligarchy. And at that point, good luck, goodbye, raw milk, as we've seen. The FDA spending a year and how much money and time and effort wasted while the real terrorists go free. And, of course, and that happens to be those in the FDA that are terrorizing Americans who simply want to eat right, eat well, according to their own belief system. Now, as we wrap up here, Stephen, how do we get these children helped out? How can we increase their glutathione levels if they consume the One World Way? It's a beautiful powder. It's simple. It tastes great. It's not sweetened with artificial stuff. It's just got some stevia in there. I utilize it with my kids. What do you suggest?
Yeah, you can do it all kinds of ways. I like to blend. Basically, the amount is typically 2 tablespoons for every 100 pounds of body weight. So if your child is below that, only 50, 60 pounds, maybe only a tablespoon at a time is all that's needed. Pretty much let the appetite dictate it because you really can't harm yourself with this. It's not going to burden the liver with the denatured proteins because they're all non-denatured, so it's fairly usable. So let the child's appetite dictate, but they might want it 2-3 times a day depending upon, you know, their biological needs, so they'll let you know when they just raise their hand, hey, I want more. But I like to say you can blend it up. You could take like a fresh ripe pear, half a cup of water, blend that up, put like a tablespoon of coconut fat in there, blend that all up, and then throw in your, you know, tablespoon or your scoop full of the One World Way protein powder and just blend it for a second because you don't want the blender blades to hit those proteins and denature them or damage them mechanically. So you just do it for a second just to mix it. Pour that out into your, you know, glass and drink that, and it's exquisite. It's so delicious just to have a ripe piece of fruit with a little bit of water and then that coconut fat blended up, and then you throw your favorite whey in there, whether it's the strawberry, the vanilla, or the chocolate, and they will love it, the adults will love it, and you'll feel better for it.
Well, thank you for making this available to my loyal listeners out there doing their level best to get well and detox and help others to do the same. And the phone number is 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. I've got it linked up at the blog as well, OneWorldWhey, WHEY.com. Stephen Huer, grateful for all your support in getting this word out.
Hey, thanks for helping me get it out, Robert. I appreciate you too, man. Thanks.
All right. Well, we got to rock the health world even more as I ask the question today, the difference between the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the military industrial complex. I'm going to give you my answer next and also tell you about a personal first aid story to build on last week when my son broke my toe. Not on purpose. It was dad being stupid. And tell you how that's progressing as well. And, of course, what's going on this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up. We'll be right back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95. Available at chachingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, we're having some fun today. Well, of course, anytime we can bring freedom and healing back to the people where it belongs, you have to have fun doing it. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. So let's continue to do so. Again, now 6 days a week here, every Sunday on GCN. And, of course, Monday through Friday with Natural News, and we'll rock the health world. If you can't get through on the phones during the Sunday broadcast, 7 days a week, 24-7, 24 hours a day, you can dial me in at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL. Leave a voicemail message. We'll see if we can get that question on the air as well. Right now, go to the phones. Leo's holding on in Oregon. Leo, you said there's a friend of yours that's trying to get off of anti-anxiety medicine.
That's correct. She's had a rough go of things. One of the things that she suffered was with anxiety. She's been burglarized. She just broke her wrist not too long ago, and she went through a hysterectomy, I guess, about two or three years ago. And she's been on several medications, but I know that one of the most potent, the most regular ones that she took was for anxiety.
Right.
And I'm proud of her because she just decided to dump all the pharmaceuticals in the garbage, and she's going it kind of cold turkey. But she is looking into, you know, alternatives and what she can do to, because she says it is difficult for her at times.
Sure,
so I just wondered if you had any suggestions on what she could do to kind of stabilize her.
Okay.
Her system.
Leo, I appreciate the call. I really do. Thank you for that. And this is a big one. How many people are not anxious or having anxiety about what's going on planet Earth today? Some more than others. And we can always relate that back to liver toxicity, liver congestion, because when your liver is burdened, you do not deal with stress very well, or as well as you're designed by God to do. So at the cornerstone of any anxiety protocol, we have to restore liver integrity. We have to do the things we talked about last hour with Christopher Barr, talking about the GTF chromium, the whole food selenium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, as well as we talked about the glutathione enhancement with Stephen Huer this hour. We cannot overlook that. We've got to cleanse the garbage, and that's creating, whether it be heavy metals or other things, creating aberrant emotional and mental confusion, as well as the anxiety. Now, there also is the issue of essential fats, the EPA and the DHA that is critical for brain, nervous system, and emotional health. And, of course, I utilize the Nordic Naturals every day in the family for that. And, of course, homeopathic medicine. Excuse me. I was going to talk about the homeopathic medicine because last week I told you my son broke my toe because I was stupid enough to be pitching with him. He was pitching to me, and I was barefoot. I couldn't get out of the way. He's out of fastball. Cracked the toe. I had been doing the wounds recovery formula that comes with a peace of mind emergency medical kit. And if you haven't gotten that, it's 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. That's kingbio.com. Pick that up. It includes also the EMF detox remedy, the talking about radiation detoxification, which I'm doing every day for my family and my kids, and your kids should be doing that as well, because we are being exposed to background levels of radiation now increasing due to what's happened in Fukushima, similar but worse than what happened to Chernobyl all those years ago in the 80s. Very real issue. So anxiety, anybody could be anxious, even if you're doing well. but you can deal with it better when you're doing well. So in the homeopathic realm, I've talked about the use of gelsemium, the yellow jasmine, in homeopathic form, gelsemium, which is in the anxiety remedies that you can get from King Bio. King Bio has that, kingbio.com, and I gave you that number, 800-543-3245. So start there. It's not the everything, but certainly start there. And the problem is by dumping it down into the municipal systems, it ends up in the water. All the anti-anxiety meds and SSRI drugs end up in the water that we end up drinking because we really can't, we're not filtering it out. So that's why everybody's on drugs. Don't tell me we need Obamacare. The poorest among us have drugs coming through the tap. Just open the faucet and drink your drugs like a good little drugged citizen. Now, I mentioned also, like I said, the wounds recovery formula. I've been on that. I'm walking almost normally today, a week later after the bone break on the toe. And that's Symphytum, the critical element for broken bones or fractures. Symphytum, homeopathic Symphytum. It's in the remedy as well. And also the Sovereign Silver Gel. Oh, my gosh, do you have the first aid gel? I took my son out for some batting practice yesterday. He said, Dad, I need some practice. I want to hit the ball better. Well, we went out to a batting range. He took about 200 pitches. By the time he didn't have a batting glove on, right in between his forefinger and thumb, it was raw. I'm telling you, beyond blistered. And so we immediately got home, put the silver gel, Sovereign Silver first aid gel on him, put a Band-Aid over it, and it takes away a lot of the pain. It accelerates the healing of tissue. So stop with the petrochemical first aid. You don't need it. Get the Sovereign Silver first aid gel. They're at 888-328-8840, 888-328-8840. I wanted to get into Texas and TSA pat-downs. I've got links up at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com, and also they're attacking thermography and Dr. Mercola for promoting thermography instead of mammography. Good Lord. The government, get them out of our lives already. It's just ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. It's downright dangerous. Also, the difference between the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the military industrial complex. I asked you about that. Those of you who are my Facebook friends, you already know how I have answered that. And I want to get into that really quickly here. The difference between the two? Well, for instance, try carpet bombing your intestines with chemotherapy. At the same time, pretend that your body cells will escape unscathed. Right? No collateral damage. See, at least the Pentagon, what I say about the military industrial complex, at least they admit what they're about. They're about killing people and breaking things. It's the pharmaceutical industrial complex that may be much more dangerous because they pretend they're here to help you, that they're here to bring healing for you, but they do as much or more damage worldwide than the military industrial complex. And that's not an endorsement of militarism. I talked about interventionism and nation building and going after Gaddafi and killing his son and kids. Maybe his son was a bad guy. I don't know. But do you inject a death sentence to grandkids, innocent children, just because they're born in the family? I ask you. If that's what you believe, then the culture of life you cannot claim any membership in. It's a disaster that we've got neoconservatives and pro-war liberals running the show in Washington, creating a culture of death worldwide, and we wonder why, oh, the terrorists, they don't like us. Dude, it's not because we're free nor prosperous, because we're not prosperous anymore because of Ben Bernanke and Keynesianism and the Federal Reserve System that is so damaging and dangerous. Listen, we got Advanced Medicine Monday coming up with Dr. Bitar. I've got an interview with Vaishali. We're going to talk about GMO foods and how it's destroying our consciousness, our very consciousness. We get lots of healing. I can't contain it in 1 2-hour show here on GCN. That's why we're rocking and rolling on Natural News every week as well, every day, in fact, Monday through Friday. Go to naturalnews.com. Link it through the blog, robertscottbell.blogspot.com. We're almost reactivated of robertscottbell.com, so don't panic. You can always go to my blog and keep up until we can reactivate the other site as well. And the phone number during the week, you can call 866-939-BELL. I want to hear from you. Don't be bashful. We don't bite, and you can leave a message. But in the meantime, I'll remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.